From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Democratic-led fight to get a landmark health care bill through Congress is coming down to the wire. The House is slated to vote on the legislation tomorrow, but Democratic leaders need 216 votes to prevail. Some are already revealing how they'll vote. Congressman John Yarmuth of Kentucky is a yes.
We will save lives, we will save money, we will save Medicare, and we will save jobs. One day more till we accomplish all that for our economy, for our citizens, and for our country.
Meanwhile, the GOP is unswayed in its opposition. Republican Congressman Joseph Cao of Louisiana says he's voting no.
Tomorrow will be a sad day for me as I cast a no vote against something I believe we need to prevent the expansion of abortion, an absolute moral evil.
About a dozen Democrats also say they're opposed, saying they want guarantees that federal funding won't be used for abortions. President Obama heads to Capitol Hill in the next hour in a bid to win over Democratic holdouts. Anti-war demonstrations are underway in the U.S., including the nation's capital, on the 7th anniversary of the start of the Iraq War. NPR's Allison Key says the crowd is diverse, but their message is the same.
The main message here is get the troops out of Iran and Afghanistan. There are the people here from Woodstock. There's students here. There are a lot of students here. There are flags from many countries. There are black and white flags with doves on it that say veteransforpeace.org. They just want this president to know that they want this to be done.
NPR's Allison Keyes in downtown Washington, D.C. Rallies are also taking place in cities across Russia. Demonstrators are railing against local policies and in some cases calling on Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin to step down. We have more on this from NPR's David Green.
Opposition leaders organized small protests in roughly 50 places around Russia, including Moscow, St. Petersburg, and the eastern port of Vladivostok. The rally in Russia's capital was not sanctioned by authorities, and police arrested 70 people. Demonstrators across Russia were rallying against local policies, but there was also widespread anger at Putin's ruling United Russia Party. Analysts say Russians have been growing increasingly frustrated, feeling their government isn't trying to help them in tough economic times. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
There are also anti-government protests in the Thai capital today. Tens of thousands of people are taking part. Anyone booked on a British Airways flight this weekend may need a backup plan. Cabin crews are on strike. Contract talks between the union and management broke down this week. The airline has canceled more than 1,000 international flights. This three-day walkout may be just the beginning. The union says that if there's no agreement soon, it will stage more strikes that could hurt the Labor government weeks before a general election. This is NPR News. Still more mystery surrounds the shooting of a French policeman Tuesday night by alleged Basque terrorists. Conflicting reports suggest the men were either vacationing Spanish firemen or senior ETA leaders. Frank Browning has more.
On Thursday, President Nicolas Sarkozy, who made his name as a pro-police, anti-crime politician, visited the family of the slain policeman and vowed a merciless campaign against the Basque ETA organization. Then on Friday, Spanish authorities identified the man being held by French police as a top ETA operative. But this morning, Spanish media reported that the men were only Spanish firefighters on a spring vacation in France who saw one of their mates being manhandled by unidentified French police who had mistaken them for a terrorist group. The original report from a French police union said the police were initially investigating an alleged car theft when gunfire broke out, killing a 53-year-old officer who was wearing a bulletproof vest. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
The people of Nepal are mourning the death of a prominent figure in their nation's peace process. Former Prime Minister Giriraj Prasad Koirala died today from an unspecified illness. He was 86 years old. Koirala is credited with helping guide the country from a monarchy to a republic. He helped start peace talks with Maoists in 2006 to end a civil war that claimed thousands of lives. Indian investigators will be allowed access to the Chicago man who pleaded guilty this week to playing a role in the 2008 Mumbai attacks. But U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Robert Blake says the accused will not be extradited to India. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.